If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank, are you ready? I got stuff. Oh, he's ready. We got a lot of things to talk about in this hour. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about common sense. Where did it go? And maybe we can kind of follow the breadcrumbs to see where it may be hiding. Maybe where it may be lurking. Where do you think common sense, Frank, went? Do you have any ideas? Do you have any ideas at all? Oh, Frank, you got ideas. You know where it went. Into the grave. Well, that's just real nice. Well, we're going to talk about that. Our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, fix, loot, and semper fi, our righteous men and women in uniform, hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face and mine in the time, because it grows short. Proverbs 8 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and all evil ways, and the froward mouth. You know what a froward mouth is, Frank? A lot of people don't know what that is. It's a biblical term. It means abusive. Person who uses their tongue abusively. That's why Jesus said the tongue is a sword. You really hack someone up, make them feel bad. So we're supposed to hate all that. I know hate's a very strong word. People don't like to use it. But you know what? God hates evil all the time, every day. He hates the wicked. The Bible says that. And he has to judge them. He has to judge sin. So, can't get around that. So, seek Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. First up in the quacker. They have vanishing pharmacists, apparently, shortages of pharmacists, so it's affecting some of your, pharmacy chains, CVS, Walmart, and so forth. So beginning in March, CVS and Walmart announced they're the two nation's largest drug chains, pharmacy chains, and they're going to close some of their stores earlier than normal because of a pharmacist shortage. So there's lots of locations that are going to shift their hours of operation and close like 2 hours early. So people are kind of wondering, why is this going on? What happened that we have a shortage of pharmacists? Just like, I guess we have a shortage of pilots and doctors, things like that. So nearly all of the Walmart pharmacies, there's about 4,600 of them across the United States, are going to close at 7 p.m., and that's going to start in March. CVS plans to do much of the same thing with 6,000 of their locations in the United States. So they say they're cutting hours. It's necessary to ensure the company's pharmacy teams are available. What happened to the regular course of business? Walmart is also saying that its hours are changing in response to direct feedback from pharmacy employees and the customers. What are you saying, Frank? And how does sending the pharmacist you home early, how does that help? I don't know. That's a good question. We're supposed to swallow this. We're not supposed to have common sense, see? Moving along, quack report. Last but not least in the quack report, commercial egg farm in Connecticut went up in flames. Yep, over the weekend. I don't know if you heard about 100,000 chickens dead. So this is another American foods facility has been destroyed. Massive Hillendale Farms chicken coop facility in Bozarth, Connecticut caught fire Saturday afternoon, had a big blaze, lots of smoke. 100 firefighters were called to the scene. 50-foot to 600-foot operating room of the facility. Located on Swartz Road is where the first fire began, they said. Crews from 16 surrounding departments came to the fire, including surrounding areas. Fire departments, came to the aid. Because of water issues, even with more tankers brought in, originally planned they needed more, they couldn't save the building. Salvation Army has brought food to provide first responders at the scene. Department of Agriculture has been in touch with the leadership of the company. Little is known about what transpired. Little is known. So, one can get the common sense idea that they're, getting rid of the food supply facilities. What do you suppose that is, Frank? I don't know. Common sense not so common anymore, so just thinking out loud. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, so we are going to be talking about common sense. Common sense, Frank. You know what that is. I grew up hearing about this from my grandparents, my parents, my, extended families. They were always talking about common sense, using your head. So it's been kind of a running joke that common sense is not so common anymore. So what could be causing this glut with regard to general understanding, to interpret right from wrong, to figure things out? You know what? It's begging for an investigation. So I decided I'd look into it. So in the beginning, where did common sense originate? Well, intellect comes from our creator. So one of the most famous publications on common sense is your Bible. Now, also, Thomas Paine, January 9th, 1776, he published a pamphlet called Common Sense. And he wanted to show the American people that independence from Britain was attainable. So what could hinder common sense? Well, I'm thinking it's heavy metals, and it's not the bullets from the British I'm talking about. So we're going to talk about what could be causing this problem. Common sense, Frank says, is not doing things that are against your own best interest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But the thing is, you know, when you're talking about people that can't, you know, they don't know right from wrong anymore, up and down. They don't get it. All right, so let's talk about your brain. The house with your brain in it. So what area of the brain is associated with common sense? Well, scientists say it is this cerebrum, the frontal lobes, where cognitive processes take place. And according to the Anatomy and Physiology Socratic publication, they said the cerebrum is like a bridge of the ship where the captain guides the course of the vessel. Whereas the cerebellum, which is in the rear of the brain, is like the engine room taking commands from the bridge. So the cerebellum is what is considered a highly automated center where, you know, muscles remember how to work, lungs remember how to breathe, that kind of thing. An example would be you always remember how to ride a bike. It's in your cerebellum. Once you learn, it's always there. But we're talking about some neurotoxins that could be really messing with the human brain. So one of the fastest ways to create cognitive dysfunction is to be exposed to what are called neurotoxins. And most of the scientific sites discuss this topic. They're going to list things like your work environment, your home, soil, you know, certain seafoods, and a lot of other variable elements that can create a neurotoxin exposure. And I find it interesting that one of the major neurotoxins used by healthcare routinely on patients is heavy metal poisoning via vaccination. So the vaccines contain thermosol and adjuvants, which are mercury and aluminum, which are known to cause brain damage. And science actually calls heavy metals toxic mechanisms. Now, could it be that the frontal lobe of the brain is polluted with heavy metals affecting basic cognitive function? Well, here is a quote from, this is Raisler Health. They say, studies show that heavy metals in the body may be implicated in diseases like Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, behavioral problems, kidney dysfunction, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and cardiovascular disease. Don't we have an epidemic of all that? So if heavy metals can put people at risk of such an array of health problems, this would, you know, keep modern healthcare flush with patients and drug companies selling billions in drug therapies. So vaccinating pregnant women would certainly include the unborn in that grouping. Here's a quote from Raisler Health. They said, exposures to heavy metals, including mercury, lead, aluminum, and cadmium, have been found in the cord blood of babies. The Bethel Israel Lathy Health Winchester Hospital says, young children are more sensitive to mercury than adults, and mercury in the mother's body passes to the fetus and may accumulate there. They go on to say, a recent study from the Centers for Disease Control found that as many as 637,233 American children were born each year with mercury levels of more than 5.8 micrograms per liter, the level associated with brain damage and loss of IQ, end quote. Whoa. And it can't be all the lead paint. You know what I mean? It can't be that. So it's amazing that healthcare professionals, they'll warn pregnant women, hey, avoid dental work. Don't get those metal fillings due to the heavy metals. But then they say, roll up your sleeve and take this flu shot full of heavy metals. Huh. Common sense. So it's about our nervous system, and heavy metals can destroy or damage the human immune and nervous system. So you want to be particularly sensitive. According to Beth Israel Lathy Health at Winchester Hospital, long title, they say our nervous system is very sensitive to all forms of mercury. Not some, but all forms of mercury, because, you know, the healthcare, well, the scientific world says, you know, the mercury thermosol in your vaccines is not the same kind of mercury you find in fish, you know, and stuff. But it just says here, all forms of mercury. So this would include the thermosol mercury in your vaccines. So mercury researchers say the brain can manifest the following problems from exposure. Behavior irritability. Anybody see grandchildren after they get vaccinated be mad as hornets? Pitching fits? How about tremors, vision changes, or even blindness, hearing issues, memory problems, stroke, heart attack, lung damage, kidney disease, and arterial sclerosis. There was once a European doctor who paired up with a coroner, I'll get it out, and they were looking to find, you know, more information about sudden infant death syndrome. I think we've covered this before, haven't we, Frank? Anyway, so what they found is there's one region of the brain that's affected by sudden infant death syndrome, and that's the area of the brain that covers that natural breathing while you're sleeping, you know, that cerebellum area. And what they said is kids that have sudden infant death syndrome, when they did autopsies, it looked like they had a stroke in that area of the brain. But on a MRI scan, it would be similar as if someone picked up a kid and shook it. It would show up kind of the same. So this is why, you know, attending healthcare professionals or daycare professionals and parents get arrested for sudden infant death. But what these doctors found was it's the vaccines that attack that area with the heavy metals, and it causes that breathing, automatic breathing, to be shut down. Yeah, and so it's the vaccines that are causing sudden infant death, SIDS. Yeah. But, you know, you didn't hear that on ABC or NBC or any of that. No. Because who are the sponsors during the hour of the news? Drug companies. Here's a quote from Beth Israel again. They say, children exposed to mercury may develop problems associated with nervous system, digestive system, and kidney failure. And Columbia BC Vaccines said this, influenza flu vaccines that have more than one dose of the in a vial or a multi-dose vial will contain thermosol, which is a mercury-based preservative. Flu shots are pushed heavily, especially on your pediatric area, too. So children receive mercury and aluminum within many doses of vaccines they're getting, and the vaccine is protected by bacteria with thermosol. But what about the children? Who's protecting them? Now, don't forget about the adjuvants. Let's get to that. Vaccines today are loaded with your adjuvants, which are made from aluminum, and we're told by science this helps the immune system make better antibodies for our protection. However, this is theory. It hasn't been scientifically proven at all. It's suggested. And so what science does know about aluminum is that it can accumulate in the body and create lots of health problems. Here's Frontiers in Pharmacology, April 2021 article said it has been researched for decades that once aluminum enters the body, it bioaccumulates in brain tissue and contributes to cognitive impairment and memory loss. They've known it for decades. So why make adjuvants out of aluminum? Journal article after journal article will explain how heavy metals can get into our body from exposure to soil, water, cooking utensils, seafood, you name it, but they never mention the vaccines loaded with the heavy metals. So the Journal of Neurotoxicology, 1995, they suggested it is the aluminum that's responsible for the population suffering from Alzheimer's. So what is even more disturbing is that science made a connection between aluminum and fluoride, in which the fluoride magnifies the aluminum that's circulating in the body and makes it more potent. It has a more potent effect. That's Brain Research, Volume 7, pages 84 to 98. Wow. So brain tissue exposed to fluoride and aluminum causes the brain tissue to change, often looking like an Alzheimer's patient. It's in your toothpaste. Fluoride. It's in the drinking water. All right, so what do you think? Yeah, what do you think? Do you think that common sense flew the coop with the heavy use of vaccines and fluoride? Neurotoxins is the classification for both of those elements. So it is any wonder our youth struggle to make sound decisions, memorize multiplication tables, or even make change in their head. Now, I was surprised to hear that unless it is a digital clock, most of the youth can't even tell time. So the automated world seems to do it all the thinking for them, leaving common sense not so common anymore. So, which begs the question, is the artificial intelligence, is that going to have common sense? Probably not. So the writing of Thomas Paine so long ago at our nation's founding is going to vanish like a vapor until one day an archaeologist will uncover Paine's writings and ask, what is common sense? So don't throw caution to the wind. Don't let science pollute and damage the body. People are finding out. AMA medical doctors are trained drug reps. They know little about the drugs they prescribe other than what they read in the literature that's published by the drug companies. Always research your therapies. And I believe it is worth the time to research options for health issues. Now, I personally want a therapy that will strengthen my body and not put it at risk. And I have found over the last 30 years that God's natural herbal medicines are perfect for the human body and it responds well to it. There is a whole lot of common sense in the Bible where we're encouraged to use herbs for medicine. So if you'd like to learn more, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. The web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs. And by the way, this is the last day, January 31st, the last day of the Big Chill event. You're going to save 25% on your orders of $55 or more at the Power Herbs. You want to use coupon code CHILL23, but you want to hurry. The sale ends at midnight, January the 31st. That's today. So if you were thinking about it, now is the time to get in there and find out what it is you're missing. So thepowerherbs.com. If you're on the website, do sign up for their newsletters. They have lots of them there. They're free. You sign up for free. You just go to the books and newsletters tab, and you can sign up for your newsletters, HealthQuest and American Survival. You can sign up for both of them if you want. It's up to you. So sign up there at thepowerherbs.com and do give us some feedback, too. You know, we'd like to hear from you on how you like the articles there, all those natural therapy things. So let us know what you're thinking. And we can improve. There's always room for improvement. Well, Frank, it's been cold and rainy here. I am so over this weather. I don't know about where you're at, but definitely cold and rainy. And I'm looking forward to spring. Spring can't get here soon enough for me. So shake off all the dust and get into the lighter clothes and stuff. And I just think we're moving into a new season. So get the cold winter, the dark winter they've been calling it, just get rid of that and let's get back to some sunshine and some neat things.
happy things. So when we come back from the break, we are going to be talking about some other things that can save us from really serious issues. I've been getting calls about, you know, smallpox, Ebola, all this stuff. You know, there's a lot of herbs out there that have natural inhibitors to those things. So tuberculosis was on the list. You know, I heard that. So we're going to talk about those things. Empowerment, protection. God didn't leave us here defenseless. But we're supposed to know these things and, you know, educate ourselves on them. So we're doing that. And a good place to start is the Power Herbs, because they'll send you newsletters each week and stuff like that. And also you can pick up a Power Herbs book. It's a 400-page download book, and it's $14.99, full of stuff on how to make tinctures, how to cleanse, what nursing moms should avoid as far as herbs and when they're pregnant, all that good stuff in the powerherbs.com. You go there to the Power Herbs book, and it's in three different formats. It's in Kindle, iPad, and PDF. So it's a digital book at this point. But it's information that never goes out of style. Herbs, the information about herbs will never, ever go out of style. Because they're from the beginning, and they work. So when we come back from this break, more empowerment, and I know Frank's got some bouncy music ready to roll, right, Frank? Bouncy, bouncy music? My favorite. Okay, we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Adam
don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away.
Thank you, Frank. Awesome music, bouncy, my favorite. All right, we're going to be talking about the white jet. What the heck is that? Well, just remember this. The White Death looks for a poor host, an unhealthy person. So the White Death is the name our ancient ancestors gave the deadly pathogen called tuberculosis. So people today really don't seem to bat an eye at the mention of tuberculosis or TB, thinking, you know, the disease has been eradicated by science. Scientific medicine did its thing, when in fact, that's not true. That's not completely accurate. So it was not that long ago that actress Vivian Leigh, the star of Gone with the Wind, died from tuberculosis in 1967. So we kind of forgot the Wisconsin town of Sheboygan with 50,000 residents that struggled to control the tuberculosis outbreak in 2013. And Virginia had 3 tuberculosis cases last year, and South Carolina had 94. So tuberculosis is a bacterium that is spread by breathing in infected droplets from another person who coughs or sneezes or spreads the disease through direct contact. So Americans are familiar with the TB skin test to see if there is a reaction. However, health authorities tell Americans that they are at a very low risk of contracting tuberculosis. However, that is not a guarantee, especially since there are significant changes happening with our U.S. borders, which is, you know, risking our health, basically. So should we be really concerned about this, tuberculosis or other diseases that seem to have been in the past? Should we prepare ourselves for health risks? Well, I think being prepared is better than not being. So, yes, there is a vaccine for tuberculosis. It's called the BCG, stands for Bacillus Clementiguerin. But it is not routinely given in the United States and is usually given under special circumstances. The vaccine is used in other countries with, you know, higher risks of tuberculosis, but the vaccine is not a guarantee people won't develop the disease either. All right, so let's look at some of the statistics. According to the CDC in the United States, there are an average 3 people for every 100,000 who have confirmed tuberculosis.
These percentages are affected by foreigners coming into the United States who are 13 times more infected with tuberculosis compared to Americans. The illegal alien issue is putting the U.S. at risk of spreading more infectious disease, and the CDC reports that the rate of infectious TB among immigrants rose 64.6% in 2013. And the United States, we have the highest tuberculosis rate, reporting 500 cases for each state recently, California, Texas, New York, and Florida. So these are the access points from immigrants when they enter the United States. So these four states account for a third of all the U.S. population of tuberculosis cases, with 51.3% being immigrants. Now let's look at a comparison. Wyoming has zero tuberculosis cases, and Alaska, for every 100,000, there may be 10 people with tuberculosis. The District of Columbia has a higher rate than the national average for tuberculosis. So each infected person has the capacity to infect 250 more people. So according to the CDC report, the Council of State of Territorial Epidemiologist Surveillance, that department, they say the Asian and Hispanic immigrants have a 25 times higher incidence of spreading tuberculosis than other ethnic groups. And more men than women tend to contract the disease. Usually happens in crowded spaces, right? You know, people crammed into the back of semis. All right, this is Steve Steinhardt. He's a Sheboygan, Wisconsin emergency coordinator. He says tuberculosis is a disease most Americans may view as a relic of the 19th century. It is still an insidious threat that can pop up anywhere, end of quote. Jean Beinman, a registered nurse, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, she says it is not unusual for doctors to miss tuberculosis because the disease is uncommon. So your young doctors are going to miss it, misdiagnose people. So what are the symptoms? The symptoms of tuberculosis can vary, especially if you have what is called latent TB, which is not contagious. With an uncontagious form of TB, a person may not know that they have the disease. So symptoms of contagious tuberculosis can indicate that the tuberculosis is in your lungs, which is the most common organ that's infected. And over a period of weeks or months, the lungs develop mild symptoms such as a cough and sputum. It could be thick, cloudy, or even bloody. Other symptoms develop: fever, chills, night sweats, fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite, and significant weight loss. And soon, shortness of breath follows with chest pain. So if the TB infects other tissues inside of the lungs, known as an extrapulmonary tuberculosis, the symptoms are back pain near the spine, neck pain, and swollen lymph nodes. Not something to mess with, right? So how can you get a confirmation that you have TB? Good question. You go to the doctor, right? And Dr. Thomas, if someone is suspected, let's say they have tuberculosis, okay, a blood and sputum test may be done, maybe an x-ray of the lungs could be done to confirm they have it. So if they get confirmed, the patient is definitely quarantined, and the drugs they give them afterwards are very dangerous for expectant mothers, and it's very dangerous for the liver. So the drug can cause liver damage and hepatitis, and which both can be fatal. And side effects from the drugs produce peripheral neuropathy, and patients are given vitamin B6 to try to counter that side effect. And sometimes doctors will try to do a treatment of a 24-month multi-drug therapy with some new medications, which are very expensive, about $300,000 per patient. So tuberculosis treatments are expensive. They're very toxic. They have risks. They have a limited effectiveness. Surgery for removing sections of diseased lung may also be recommended. So Dr. Thomas Dormandy has researched the white death, tuberculosis, and he collected many documents during his investigative time into the disease. And he has examined many treatments for the disease from the Roman Empire all the way to modern times. And one correlation he discovered is that tuberculosis attacks people in overcrowded conditions like prisons, concentration camps, the very poor with malnutrition and low immune systems living all together in one apartment. So Dr. Dormandy even covered what is called the bovine tuberculosis, which was contracted through milk products, which spurred on the pasteurization process after that. So, unfortunately, the research showed that 10% of pasteurized milk contained live tuberculosis baculi. So during the 1700s to late 1800s, many of the medical treatments from physicians lent themselves to spread tuberculosis with unsanitary conditions, bloodletting, and a starvation diet. Remember, they didn't know about the hygiene then and washing your hands. So it is kind of unfortunate that man's new wardrobe accessory for the future may be a breathing mask. Most of us can avoid needing a mask if we eat well, beef up our immune system, and avoid conditions of overcrowding in places where pathogens are, like hospitals, nursing homes, long overseas flights. You're in a very small, contained area. By the way, I lived on a street, Frank, where there was lots of airline pilots and flight attendants. Okay? This was 20-something years ago. And they would often talk about the staff that worked on these planes getting sick a lot with respiratory illnesses. So I had a customer that was a mechanic for one of the airlines. And I asked him, do you ever work on those air filtration systems in the planes? He goes, oh, yeah, we work on those. I said, so there's talk that there's a lot of infection floating around and a lot of your flight attendants and pilots get sick. He goes, yeah. He says he once had to go replace a fan or something on one of the units in the plane, and he had to remove the filter system. And he says it was kind of like a filter that you would have, you know, in your house, you know, your HVAC system, basically. And he says he accidentally dropped it when he was working there, and all this stuff kind of flew off of the filter. It's filthy. And he wound up getting sick. So I guess they don't change those filters enough over there. But FYI, if you're cruising at high altitudes and the air you're breathing there. So we often see waves of outbreaks. The U.S. used to have hospitals just for tuberculosis patients, right? Canada has them too, and most of them, you know, look like old World War II relic hospitals. In 2003, health authorities in Toronto had to reopen a shuttered tuberculosis hospital to deal with the SARS outbreak. And at the time, they were not sure what pathogen they were really dealing with, and they needed to quarantine the patients there. So at the time, the CDC issued alerts such as, in a typical year, infectious disease kill approximately 57 million people, which is 26% of all deaths worldwide. They circulate that kind of stuff. And according to the World Health Organization, three disease diseases devastate worldwide populations. AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis kill 6 million a year, they said. And it makes you wonder, why is this not considered a pandemic when a few hundred, 245, died from SARS or the bird flu, also classified as a pandemic? Do you get this common sense stuff here, Frank?
I do. I'm looking at it.
Here is Dr. Mike Ryan, WHO Director, Epidemiological and Pandemic Response Unit. If you look at the acute threats that can wipe out millions of people in a matter of weeks, we're still at risk. End of quote. So what's high risk? So those who are at a greater risk of contracting tuberculosis from an infected person are the elderly, those with HIV, those with diabetes, autoimmune system patients who are on, you know, immune system suppressant drugs, you know, patients with a lot of underlying health issues usually is the rule. When you come into contact with another disease, you're going to have it worse than somebody that doesn't have underlying health conditions. So children in daycare centers and schools could also be at higher risk of tuberculosis if someone brings it in, right? So we have to think of these things. So there are countries that use natural things for pathogens like this. You know, plagues, they just call it the plague, and they use a lot of things for plagues. And your immune system is one of your God-given defenses. So you want to keep your immune system healthy, and I would stay away from things that would derail your immune system. Medical research from 2009 stated that the best defense against tuberculosis was to have strong killer T cells or macrophage defense against tuberculosis. That was their best advice, is to make sure your immune system is healthy. You have good, healthy white blood cells coming out of the bone marrow, so that means your bones have to be healthy to make them. So your bone marrow makes red blood cells and white blood cells. Your red blood cells are here for a couple days, your white blood cells one day. So if your bones aren't healthy, then you got to work on bones. Now, medicine wants us to use cell-derived interferon gamma vaccines mixed with the disease that will suppress your immune system, and they call it a tuberculosis vaccine. I'm not taking that. So what do to protect yourself then? You know, I don't care if it's tuberculosis, bird flu, bat flu, pig flu, whatever flu. I'm going to use God's medicines as my defense. Already going to help my immune system make more killer T cells. That's what a lot of those medicinal immune support herbs do. Okay? By the way, thyme, your herb thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, has a natural germicide for respiratory problems like tuberculosis, whooping cough, and the rest. So I would definitely use some of that. Herbs to help the immune system, make the killer T cells, protect you. So, you know, if you want to learn more about pandemic alternatives, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have pandemic kits there. They can show you what they would do if they were you. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out there, or give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Also, if you did request a catalog on our catalog hotline, there was a bit of a delay getting some of those catalogs out. They did go out last week. So if you didn't receive a catalog and you requested it in, let's say, December, we apologize for that delay. We've tried to improve our response network on that, so we made some changes this week on that. Also, the new catalog will not be here probably till the end of February, so the catalog that you request in the meantime is our current one. So the new one will not be here until February. We're all excited about the new catalog, but it's just not ready yet. So we'll be sending you the current catalog that we have in stock. the new catalog will be February. Yes, and the new catalog will probably have a bump up in prices, and so the website will reflect the same when the catalog is available. So I know, I hate to raise prices, but it's just everywhere, from gas to, you know, all the materials, you know, and when things are harder to get, they cost more. So I'm having to pass that on. I'm sad about it, really am. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Also, yes, I've been asked, what do you do for Ebola? Well, gentian root has a natural inhibitor for the hemorrhagic type fevers. There's a lot of scientific reports coming out on that, confirming what's, you know, herbalists have known for a while. So you've got that, and you've got, you know, thyme tincture, you've got many things, really, that will help you with some of these serious issues that if you weren't ever going to entertain the thought of a vaccine. So then you have options. ThePowerHerbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes. So let's talk about how you keep your immune system balanced. So there are some things that you want to do. Physicians are really saying they think your immune system can be overwhelmed. Let our vaccines help you. That's the mantra that we hear a lot of times. So if your immune system's not strong and robust like it should be, you got to look at some things that may be hindering it, like inflammation. Immune system's responses can be hindered. Also, you want to make sure you're getting a support from minerals like calcium and zinc. The immune system really needs those two things to defend you from especially viruses, okay, to prohibit them from entering your cells and causing havoc. And you want to watch what could be suppressing your immune system. You may have a drug-induced issue going on there that is lowering your immune system response. So a lot of prescription medicines can flush up these minerals. They're very important for immunity out of the system and can undermine the integrity of cells. So vaccine-induced autoimmune disorders are a problem. Science knows it's a problem, but they don't talk about it. Chronic medical conditions that can stress your immune system if it's always on alert. Try to not be anxious, because it just stresses the immune system more. A lot of people are anxious, Frank. I get more and more calls about it. So if you got some chronic underlying medical conditions, this is also going to, you know, stress the immune system out. So in particular, zinc, when it's removed, you don't have adequate zinc. You know, you lose a lot of your defenses. Calcium is also a switch. The immune system will use a mineral switch to activate your immune system defenses and release, you know, macrophages and killer T cells, and then shut it off when the infection's gone. So calcium, you know, the right kind of calcium is important. So the body, in order to absorb and utilize calcium, has to have boron and magnesium with it, and cow's milk doesn't have the 2-to-1 ratio that you find in plants that the body prefers. So it's interesting, in oranges and green leafy vegetables and herbs that have a calcium profile, it always have 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium, and it's there for a reason. So it's plant-based. And remember, before the flood, that's what we ate, plants, nuts, seeds. We lived to, what, 800-900 years? Not that I'd want to live that long right now. But then after the flood, we started eating meat, and we went to 120 years. So it matters what you put in the body. That's a big example right there. So according to medicine, they know that if a patient has a protein dimmer marker in the blood system called the D marker, it increases the risk of mortality. So the D marker usually shows up with massive inflammation, and other markers can also create a cytokine storm, signaling molecules in the immune system in an attempt to contain the infection. It's an overreaction, and often it becomes a fatal condition. So if this happens, medicine attempts to turn off your immune system to stop the storm in an attempt to prevent your organ damage. Here is Dr. Randy Crone, Director of Rheumatology at Children's Hospital, Birmingham. I can't talk tonight, Frank. He says, if you see a cytokine storm, it must be treated. Treating any infection by impeding the immune system is always treacherous. It is a gamble where neither the cytokine storm nor the infection will run, can run rampant. So, yeah. So they tried to stop that. So cytokine storms are elements in Ebola, dengue fever, influenzas, and smallpox. Okay. So now we did find some research that was confirmed twice on a plant that has an inhibitor to smallpox, and it's your pitcher's plant. So pitcher's plant works fast, according to medical science, modern science, that checked out the folklore that, you know, hundreds of years ago they used pitcher's plant to stop the smallpox epidemic, and it worked. They were astonished, but it did work. So drugs can promote cytokine storms in the body, too. So Floxamax, a generic prescription for urinary tract retention drugs, also celiac disease, anything that creates an inflammation response can be a starter trigger for the cytokine storm we all fear. So, and all these daily stresses now put people at higher risk. So, check out the herb options. You'll be amazed what you can do without a prescription pad. I'm out of time. Don't forget the 25% off, a big chill event ends at midnight tonight. So if you want to save 25% on orders of $55 or more, use coupon CHILL23 at thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.